So intrauterine devices, there are two different types. There's one called the intrauterine device that is hormone-free. So that one just contains copper. And that's got copper on, it's a T-shaped device, about 3 centimetres by 3 centimetres. And it goes into the womb using a sort of straw-like device to insert it into the neck of the womb. Sometimes, you haven't had any children, have you?
No,
and sometimes, yeah, if you haven't had any children, then it can be slightly more difficult to persuade the neck of the womb to open, but we can usually do it without a problem, okay?
Wow.
Well, we just, we can usually use some little injections into the neck of the womb to relax it and to make it less uncomfortable. And then we just use a tiny little, what's the word, a tiny little sort of stick, smaller than the straw, just to encourage the neck of the womb to open,
oh,
basically.
Oh, just listen to some music, it'll be all right.
Yeah, yeah, no. And, I mean, usually we have a nurse in with us to chat with you at the same time so that, you know, we call it verbal anaesthetic to take your mind off it a little bit.
No, just some music, that'll be...
Yeah, as well as we,
I'll
you know...
sing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we put these in people who haven't had babies all the time, and it's a really good method for them. So once the device is in, it just sits in the neck, in the womb, and it can be there for 10 years if it's a non-hormone one. And the non-hormone one, the only slight problem with it, it doesn't have any hormones in it, so it won't affect your periods or your cycles, and can't give you any hormone side effects like any of the other medications or the other methods. But what it can do is it can make your periods a little bit heavier or more painful. We don't know if it will, it doesn't always, but it can do. That's the only downside of it. As you know, all these methods have downsides. The other one, which has a very small dose of hormone in, we call it the intrauterine system or the Myrina coil. And that one goes into the womb in the same way as the other one, but that one will only last for 5 years. And that one can stop your periods.
Well, I want that one.
Yeah, but not always. But usually, if anything, it makes your periods better in quality. The only thing with it is, as always, there's downsides with all of them. For the first few months, sometimes up to 6 months, the periods can be more irregular. But usually, after that length of time, then the periods are better. So, because what needs to happen is it develops it's got a small amount of hormone that it delivers to the inside of the womb. And what it does is it keeps the lining of the womb really, really thin. So there's virtually no lining of the womb to shed every month. You usually still get your cycles. Not everyone does, but you usually do. But some people during their period will get no bleeding at all, but they'll just have the sort of feeling that they've got a period, if you understand what I mean.
I don't get the feeling.
You don't get any hormone changes or mood swings or anything. So
I'm
you wouldn't.
Moody anyway.
Yeah, okay. So you wouldn't really notice that.
No.
But you may get some spotting at your period time, you may get nothing, or you may get some spotting at odd times. It's difficult to predict, and the only thing with it is you have to be a bit patient for the first few months while the lining of the womb gets shed down. And once the lining of the womb's thin, then usually your periods are improved, if you don't get any at all. But we can't, that's the only thing, we can't tell you exactly how you're going to be. It lasts for 5 years, and at 5 years, if you certainly don't want any children, which I'm sure you think you are, then all that we can do is just change it in the same procedure. So take one out and put one in at the same procedure. So that's basically the methods.
Okay, so why would you have one of those things over the injection?
You might have one because it can be more effective. In typical use patterns, intrauterine devices and systems are more effective than injections, because with the injections, people forget about coming back every 3 months, and so it relies upon...
I write a diary and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. It just relies upon people remembering. The injection itself is very, very reliable. The only thing we worry about with the injection is over long-term use. We do know that it has an association with loss of bone mineral density, so the bones can become thinner. So once you've had the injection for 2 years, we do start saying, you still sure you want to have this method? We're not sure how relevant this decrease in the bone mineral density is. It may be that, you know, most people, you know, as soon as they stop the injection, the bone mineral density goes back to normal. But as people get older...
It's
absolutely fine. All that I'm saying is that just after a couple of years of that, people will start saying, you sure you want to continue?
Yeah.
Whereas with the other methods, we know that they're safe to continue sort of, you know, until after your menopause, if that's what you wanted.
Well,
do you want to know a bit more about the coils? Because there are some other risks and benefits.
How much is
5 minutes.
Okay, that's
11.
Fine.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
fine.
Probably be right. Okay. So,
I can put more anyway.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So, in terms of the intrauterine devices, there's a few other things that we just need to let you know. It's obviously really important that you're not pregnant when we insert one, because that's a major risk. Because obviously,
so I have to laugh. Yeah, to
I know. But that's obviously a really important thing. So yeah. We always have to make sure the timing has to be right, and we'll let you know about the timing if you want to have one done. So risks of the procedure, small amounts of bleeding during the procedure, some discomfort. We usually get you to take some painkillers an hour before you come in.
I love having painkillers, that's for sure. Don't do.
Do you not ever take any?
I'd rather suffer the pain.
Okay.
I'd rather cry.
All right. Oh. Well, we normally recommend it just because it makes it easier. It also makes the procedure and the neck of the womb open a bit more easily.
I'd do whatever.
So it would normally be better if you can take things like Nurofen. Do you ever take Nurofen?
No, I don't. That's one of the things that do tablets.
You don't ever? No? Okay, fine. All right, so we wouldn't do that, but we could do...
I could do whatever I'm told, but I just...
Yeah. But are you okay with Nurofen?
Yeah,
like, you don't have an allergy to it,
no,
or
no.
You don't have
no.
A history of stomach ulcers, kidney problems?
No.
So we normally recommend that you take a couple of Nurofen tablets about an hour before you came in. And then during the procedure, you might have some bleeding. You might have some bleeding for a week or two afterwards. And with the Myrina coil, the hormone coil, as I said, you might get some irregular bleeding then. A typical time would be probably about 6 weeks, but this can last up to 3 months to 6 months in a worst case scenario. But as I said, after that, the bleeding pattern's better. We've talked about the discomfort. Other issues would be that we can introduce a bit of infection. So we normally recommend that you have an infection screen before you come in, which just involves just a swab, which we can do for you today if you want.
Can I get that done, please?
Yeah, absolutely, no problem. And then after you've had that infection screen, provided it's fine, then we insert it. Generally, the chance of infection, if you have a negative infection screen, are quite low, but you can still get infection. If you did get infection, you'd feel quite unwell, have a lot of pain, you might have a sort of smelly discharge. If you had any of that, then obviously you'd need to see someone immediately for some antibiotics.
Yeah.
And usually we just settle it down with antibiotics.
Yeah,
so it's not a major issue. Other things that can happen is the coil can fall out back the way that it came. It's unusual, but it can happen any time during the life of the coil, but the first 3 months is the most common.
Wow.
If that did happen, then you might notice that it came out, because it's a small device, you might feel it. Or otherwise, if you hadn't noticed, then obviously there'd be a risk of pregnancy. So what we normally do is we normally tell you to feel for your device. So the way that you could feel for your device is there are some tiny little thin strings that come through the neck of your womb, and we leave them sort of 2 to 3 centimeters, and usually every month or so we like you to just put a finger up inside, just feel for the strings. Provided you can feel for the strings, you know it's there.
Okay, all right,
but we usually see you 6 weeks after to check the strings are still there and to check it's in the right place, and if it is, then you know that it's there. All right. And not everybody checks them, but we do recommend.
I don't mind that. I'd rather check them than anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you can be assured for yourself that it's there. A really small risk that we always need to let you know about, but it's very unusual, 1 in 1,000 risk, would be that the coil would go somewhere where it shouldn't when we were inserting it. So using the straw device through the neck of the womb, instead of it staying in the womb, could go through the wall of the womb. I know. We just need to let you know that there's a very small chance of that happening.
Yes.
If it did happen, what it would involve is a scan and, worst case scenario, keyhole surgery to remove the device if it was in the abdomen. But that's really unusual. Less than 1 in 1,000 risk, okay, but we can't take that risk away.
There's some kind of chance of compensation. I'll have some of that. I'm joking.
There probably is, but
we
warn you of the risks, because unfortunately it's one risk that we just can't take away. We hope we don't do it, and that's why we see you at 6 weeks, just to make sure it's all in the right place and everything like that. All right. Is there anything else you wanted to ask about the device?
Oh, no, I just want to say you're spot on at describing and making feel at ease and whatever. I don't know. I know it's your job, but some people doesn't either connect with somebody or not sometimes.
Oh, no, well, that's good. Is there anything else you wanted to ask about that? Do you think you want to go for that, or you want to have a think, or listen to everything when you go home?
The infection test done?
Absolutely. So basically, if you thought you wanted to go for a coil, then what we would normally do is we would book you an appointment, and we would get you to do an infection screen today. I need to ask you some more questions.
What does that involve?
So the infection screen is usually just a swab for chlamydia and gonorrhea.
So
what that means is...
You have to stick something inside or something.
You could either do it yourself, or I could do it for you.
He's not going to do that,
Well, I don't mind. I mean, we do, you know, that's what we do in this clinic all the time, you know, so it doesn't bother me. It's completely up to you.
I mean, would that be the only person that you'd do
it for? No, because lots of people say, oh, I'm not sure what to do, I don't know how to do it, and we do it for them. But so, I mean, I can do that for you, that's no problem,
yeah, okay,
if you want to.
Yes,
so that would test you for chlamydia.